Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
She let down the window and stuck her head out, withdrawing it a moment later with the brief and forcible ejaculation, "Hell." Now, I'm old-fashioned. A woman, I consider, should be womanly. I have no patience with the modern neurotic girl who jazzes from morning to night.
Happy birthday, Grandpa.
It's a shiny black cube?
It's Sandra.
She talks to you.
Oh no, I've heard of this.
Come on, just try her out.
She can help you lead a better, healthier, more productive life.
You know, if you're a little town, I don't care if you're in Ohio, Kentucky, wherever, you were pretty starved for entertainment every year. But when the showboat came to town and it was all lit up, I mean, it was exciting. And it was the biggest thing to happen to that little town.
Coming up, we'll sample three podcasts for you to try. Phoebe Reads a Mystery, Sandra, and the Cincy Shirts podcast. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Sometimes the scariest part about true crime is that it's true. So, if you're a true crime junkie looking to escape the harrowing, hard truths of life, try out our first podcast this week, Phoebe Reads a Mystery. Enjoy the soothing sounds of award-winning journalist and podcaster Phoebe Judge as she works her way through some of literature's most mystifying mystery novels. Equal parts podcast, audiobook, and sleep aid, Phoebe reads her way through classic works from some of the genre's most notable authors, like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and Agatha Christie, a chapter a day. In these uncertain and troubling times, let Phoebe and her podcasting team transport you to the worlds of drama and intrigue so you can get a break from the real one. In fact, you can begin your investigation with this sample from a recently published installment of Phoebe Reads a Mystery. In this clip, she's reading from the classic Agatha Christie mystery, A Murder on the Lynx.
It was a day in early June. I had been transacting some business in Paris and was returning by the morning service to London, where I was still sharing rooms with my old friend, the Belgian ex-detective, Hercule Poirot. The Calais Express was empty. In fact, my own compartment held only one other traveler. I had made a somewhat hurried departure from the hotel and was busy assuring myself that I had duly collected all my traps when the train started. Up till then, I had hardly noticed my companion, but I was now violently recalled to the fact of her existence. Jumping up from her seat, she let down the window and stuck her head out, withdrawing it a moment later with the brief and forcible ejaculation, "Hell!" Now, I am old-fashioned. A woman, I consider, should be womanly. I have no patience with the modern neurotic girl who jazzes from morning to night, smokes like a chimney, and uses language which would make a Billingsgate fishwoman blush. I looked up now, frowning slightly, into a pretty, impudent face, surmounted by a rakish little red hat. A thick cluster of black curls hid each ear. I judged that she was little more than 17, but her face was covered with powder, and her lips were quite impossibly scarlet. Nothing abashed, she returned my glance and executed an expressive grimace. "Dear me, we've shocked the kind gentleman," she observed to an imaginary audience. "I apologize for my language, most unladylike and all that, but, oh Lord, there's reason enough for it. Do you know, I've lost my only sister?" "Really?" I said politely. "How unfortunate." "He disapproves," remarked the lady. "He disapproves utterly of me and my sister, which last is unfair, because he hasn't seen her." I opened my mouth, but she forestalled me. "Say no more. Nobody loves me. I shall go into the garden and eat worms. Boo-hoo, I'm crushed." She buried herself behind a large comic French paper. In a minute or two, I saw her eyes stealthily peeping at me over the top. In spite of myself, I could not help smiling, and in a minute she had tossed the paper aside and had burst into a merry peal of laughter. "I knew you weren't such a mutt as you looked," she cried. Her laughter was so infectious that I could not help joining in, though I hardly cared for the word mutt.
From Phoebe Reads a Mystery with Phoebe Judge. Get your true crime thrills the old-fashioned way with some classic murder mysteries on Phoebe Reads a Mystery. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. We're sticking with fiction as we move into our second featured podcast this week, Sandra, a scripted drama from Gimlet Media. This gripping near-future dystopia tells the story of Helen Perea, a dreamer who's always wanted to escape her dreary hometown. When she lands a job at the company who produces Sandra, everyone's favorite AI system, she thinks she's found the ticket out. But it turns out working behind the curtain isn't quite the escape from reality that Helen had hoped for. Featuring immersive sound design, excellent writing, and voice acting from talented stars like Kristen Wiig, Alia Shawkat, Ethan Hawke, and more, Sandra explores the tremendous unknowns of artificial intelligence and what life might look like if AI becomes more authentic than artificial. But don't worry, Sandra is just a friend. Say hello to Sandra in this sample clip from the first episode of the series titled Hope is a Mistake. The installment introduces us to Helen, our main character, and Sandra, the AI system that promises to change everything. In this snippet, you'll get a taste of just a few of the countless life-changing features that Sandra has to offer.
There's a reason why everyone's switching to Sandra, the world's most responsive and intelligent personal assistant and knowledge navigator.
Here you go, Dad. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Grandpa.
It's a shiny black cube?
It's Sandra.
She talks to you.
Oh no, I've heard of this.
Come on, just try her out.
She can help you lead a better, healthier, more productive life. She can get you where you need to be or answer questions you never knew you had.
Ask her something.
Like what?
Like, Sandra, what's the temperature in Bratislava?
Currently, it's 77 degrees and mostly sunny in Bratislava. Chance of rain, 0%.
Now see, what do I care about the temperature in Bratislava? Where is Bratislava, by the way?
Ask Sandra.
Sandra? Where's Bratislava?
Bratislava is on the western border of Slovakia, near Austria. It's the capital.
Okay, so she knows geography. Big deal.
But she remembers, Dad. That's what's so cool about her. Like, Sandra, what were we just talking about?
First you asked me the weather in Bratislava, and then you wanted to know where Bratislava was located.
Sandra, how about some music?
Here's a song you might like.
Wow, that's... You know, your mom always used to play this song. How did Sandra know that?
She's really intuitive, Dad.
You love Sandra. You love Sandra.
Yeah, well.
Sandra by Orbital Teledynamics.
I can help with that.
Not now, Donnie.
Well, hey, how's your first day of work, baby? You making friends? You're answering questions people never knew they had?
It's a really, really bad time.
You say that whenever I call you. Shit, me, you're still my wife, right?
No. Well, legally, but come on, Donnie.
So what's it like so far? Are your coworkers nice?
I don't know yet. I'm about
Look,
to go...
I just called to say I'm proud of you, okay? With your new job, stepping out, moving up in the world... It's kind of a coincidence that good things are happening to both of us at the same time, huh?
Donnie?
With you over there at Orbital Tele... whatever. And me and this little thing I got lined up. Masterminded, I guess you could say.
Come on, Donnie. I haven't even started work here yet and you're already screwing this up for me.
Aren't you listening, Helen? I'm trying to tell you about some good news in my life.
All right, 30 seconds.
The podcast Sandra from Gimlet Media. Check out all 7 episodes and learn the dark truth behind Sandra's artificial intelligence on Sandra. Available on WVXU.org at the Start Here podcast collection or on the WVXU app. Our city has a rich past and a bright future. Wouldn't it be cool if there were a podcast that covered both? Well, good news, there is. It's our featured local podcast this week, the Cincy Shirts Podcast, a podcast that's all Cincy all the time. Cincy Shirts brings you stories and voices from around the Queen City that give us a glimpse into city life from years gone by or peek at what city life will look like years down the line. Cincy Shirts features incredible interviews with historians, local celebrities, local business owners, and many more that create a vivid tapestry through audio of life in Cincinnati, both past and present. From Fiona to riverboats to the Redlegs and everything in between, there's a lot to love and a lot to learn about our beautiful city. Check out this clip from a recent episode of the Cincy Shirts Podcast. The episode features an interview with Executive Director of Cincinnati Landmark Productions, Tim Perino. Tim joins the show to discuss his time performing on and managing the showboat Majestic on the Ohio River. He chats in depth about the history of traveling showboats, as well as what it actually takes to run a successful showboat.
In some ways, you know, the Majestic was amazing for having really survived all the way to the beginning of the Second World War, as far as an actual living and paying operation that, you know, supported his family, Captain Reynolds' family. But yes, think about it. I mean, before movies, before wireless, even with the advent of radio, it wasn't so bad. But, you know, if you're a little town along some stretch of river, I don't care if you're in Ohio, Kentucky, wherever, and you were pretty starved for entertainment every year. You know, I mean, and you're thinking about the 20s, especially. The biggest thing that would happen would be a barn raising, maybe, and a, you know, ice cream social or something. But when the showboat came to town and it was all lit up because it, you know, electric lights generated by the generator on board and music playing, and they did a little parade down the middle of the street to announce their arrival. I mean, it was exciting. And it was the biggest thing to happen to that little town. The story is Captain Reynolds often would pull his boat in on a boat dock, and you wouldn't see a house or a town anywhere. But he knew that, you know, just over the hill somewhere there was a town, and they'd play their calliope, that big old, you know, steam whistle organ, on the roof. And this thing could be heard for like 10 miles. And if you played that thing all day, by the end of the day, about, you know, sunset, you'd see all people coming down in wagons and, you know, flivvers and Model A Fords and whatever hell they had. And they all came down and would see a show in the showboat. He might get one night there because it wasn't exactly a metropolis. But he would get a stop in along the river, and everybody went home and said, oh, my God, the showboat came again this summer. So it was a big, big, big thing when the showboat came.
Yeah.
I think another fun thing real quick about especially the Majestic, this was told me by the family, but, you know, when they would come to a little town, they would stop, and because of the reputation of some other boats, Captain Reynolds would have the local minister and the local sheriff on board, and they would often see the show first, so that they could go back to the town and say, okay, there's nothing bad in this. You can bring your kids, your family, all that kind of stuff. The other thing they would check out, especially the minister, was the living arrangements, because, you know, they were theater people and they were known to be, you know, derelict in their morals. Not
show people.
That was their impression. But like Reynolds, he would hire New York actors for the summer. But he only had three what they call staterooms. We would call them closets, but there are tiny little rooms with little bunk beds in it. But he would only hire married couples. So he'd have three staterooms, and he'd hire six married couples. And when the minister or the sheriff came on board, they would have their marriage license on the wall of their room, so when they checked them out, they could show that they were married.
Wow. Yeah, you can't take a chance to show people.
Well, I'll tell you that from experience.
From our local Cincy creators, the Cincy Shirts Podcast from cincyshirts.com. Discover more hidden gems and classic Queen City stories right now on the Cincy Shirts Podcast. Available in the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org. To the charts we go. Our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation by iTunescharts.net. Well, there are not many new podcasts debuting this time of the year, but one that did hit number one immediately. It's called American Radical, and it tells the story of Roseanne Boyland, a shy young lady who rarely left her home in Kennesaw, Georgia. But when her family got a shocking call, Roseanne had died at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, in the middle of a crowd trying to force its way past a police line, the Boylands vowed to figure out what happened. MSNBC journalist Eamon Moydan retraces the last 6 months of Rosalind's life and picks up a trail that leads to childhood haunts, missing boyfriends, and down shadowy internet rabbit holes. That's American Radical, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about this podcast and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email at wvxu.org/subscribe. Choose the Start Here newsletter from the middle of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.